Happy birthday to Mary Fenny McBride from Downings, 92 years young today. Happy birthday, Mary Fenny McBride, in hospital at the minute, and we want to wish you all the best from your friends at the Miva Day Centre in Carrigard. Mary Fenny McBride, hopefully you're home soon, and hopefully you're listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day. 1992 went straight into my head as soon as I seen your age. Maybe that's a sign, is it? Mary, have a wonderful day. And all your friends at the Miva Day Centre, can't wait to have you home. So that's a very special request there for a very special lady. Best of luck to Joanna McGlynn, who's working her last day at NowDoc today, from all the girls and staff in the admin office. Best wishes and lots of tears. And best wishes to you, Joanna. I'm not sure if it's you I've spoken to when I've rang up NowDoc, but the staff on the end of the phone are always, I find, always very courteous and friendly and try and help you. Have a great whatever you're doing, Joanna, going forward. Roisin joins me on the programme now. Roisin, and you're Roisin.
No. Roisin.
Yeah. Little faith Caroline and Shannon have in me? Or maybe it's you. Telling me how to pronounce Roisin.
It's a daily challenge of my life down here in Clonmany. So, you know,
So some people call you Roisin, right? Where does that come from? Is that an actual name, or is it just a pronunciation?
It's pronunciation, but
Dublin like Roisin, Dublin Roisin.
But there's the right way and there's the wrong way, and Roisin is the right way.
All right, okay. You're the wrong way because you're in Kerry.
I know. Sure. You think it's time to pack up the bag?
No, because we need an insider. You're originally from Manor, but you've been down in Kerry for a few years.
Yeah.
And what's the crack? What's the buzz down like? What's the buzz like down there, Roisin?
Well, the crack is good. It's busy now at the moment. Clonmany's a very, touristy town, so the place is hopping. I work in hospitality as well, so it's a busy old spot down here. But yeah, everyone's in good spirits now for the weekend. They're feeling confident, but I'd say that'll soon be wiped away by the Donegal boys.
Yeah, are you working in hospitality on Sunday or Monday? Because Monday, normally, if you're in hospitality, you get Monday off, do you? I don't know.
Well, I'm working both, but I'll be finishing at 3:30 on Sunday, and I'll be running out the door. Putting on my jersey.
Running back in the door.
yeah.
I don't quite know where you are, but I'm trying to read between the lines. And you'll wear your Donegal jersey with Proud on the streets of Killarney.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way.
I was chatting to listeners a little earlier on. It's nice to have for both Kerry and Donegal. We've got this friendly rivalry. We've got this big match, but it's a spirit lifter, isn't it, Roisin?
Do you know, it is. It's really funny because, well, I work in a hotel and everyone knows, because I'm Roisin, I kind of have it drilled into people that I'm from Donegal. So there's been a bit of banter now the last few days, and there was pictures taken outside the hotel of team members waving flags, and they're trying to gently encourage me to join in, but I had to politely decline.
And come here, who's might be listening back in Manor, Roisin?
So my mommy, Tanya's there, my sister Kim, and my goddaughter Katie, and my brother Liam, who's out in Australia. So shout out to all of them.
All right, brilliant stuff. Well, listen, keep the Donegal flag flying high in beautiful Killarney. Enjoy the weekend. I'd say in hospitality, it's not often you get off 3:30 on a Sunday. It's great to have you on the show, though, and best wishes to all. Thanks, Roisin, or should I say Roisin.
Up Donegal.
Up Donegal. Thank you very much indeed. Right, now, just a wee announcement for you. Due to a local bereavement and as a mark of respect, the Car Treasure Hunt in aid of this year's Ballyar 10K charity is scheduled for today. Friday the 25th has been postponed. The event will now take place on Sunday, August 10th, starting from Cars of the Diamond at 4:30 p.m. We look forward to seeing you there. And give us a note in advance of August 10th, and we'll give it a plug in the week running up to that as well. Whomever's organising that, I'd be more than happy to do that. I've a request. We've gone to every game, massive Donegal supporters, but we have a dilemma. Three of us travel to all the matches, me, my daughter and her best friend, May. But the dilemma is that it's May's 21st on Sunday and she doesn't have a ticket and all she wants to do is be in Croker for her 21st birthday. We entered every competition going, but no joy yet. If there's anyone out there that is not using their ticket or have a spare, it would make her day and ours. So fingers crossed, hop Donegal. Indeed. And listen, we'll put it out there. I think, you know, it's it's a slim one. You never know. Hi, can you please say a happy, big happy 14th birthday to Evine McVeigh, Deehan. Love from Nanny Linda and Grandad Billy. Thanks. So it's Evine, isn't it? Evine McVeigh, Deehan. Lots of love on your 14th birthday from Nanny Linda and Grandad Billy. Billy and Linda. All right, lovely stuff. Okay, so just to let you know, by the way, no changes from the squad for Donegal's game on Sunday. It's the same squad as Breeze through the semis. So just in case you hadn't heard that yet. All right, Lee Gooch and the team, they are getting all set. They are in beautiful Ballybuffet. They're at McCool's, I believe, and there's a huge crowd there. If you want to watch the crack, by the way, I'm going to take a quick break to give you 2 or 3 minutes to hop onto our YouTube channel. If you're at home, you have a smart TV or a Fire Stick, stick it on, open up the YouTube app, type Highland Radio Ireland, and you can watch us every day on the show, by the way, using the same means. Or go onto our Facebook pages, Highland Hub, Highland Radio News and Sport, and you can watch us there as well, or just click Watch Live on our website. We announced that Lee Gooch was going to be in Ballybuffet, but it's probably going to be quite quiet because it seems, quite embarrassingly, no one's turned up, Lee.
Here, McCool's and Ballybuffet, not one person. How are you all doing? Up, we have got this covered. Gregory Hughes and Caroline, everybody back at the stations. Greg, we're live here from Sean McCool's here in Ballybuffet. How are you doing? You yourself there now, Daddy, before we get into the business?
I'm doing good. I'm just jealous. I'm looking at you. It's a sea of green and gold. The place is packed. The flags are draped. The bar shutters down. Everything's almost perfect.
Greg, it's actually up at the back there now. I was down for a wee bit of fresh air myself, you know, with the crack. But come here, all's going good. Isn't there such a buzz in Ballybuffet? Yeah! And they're still trying to cram in here, so I want to share the love to the back of the room as well. It's amazing, and the young boys and girls and all the talent and all the history belonging to this club. Do you want me to chat to a few people, Greg?
Oh, yeah, that's what we're here for. We want to get the sense. And listen, talk about coming out in the numbers, the people of Ballybuffet, Snawler and surrounds. It's absolutely wonderful. And you've got some cracking guests. All right, over to you, Gooch.
Oh, God almighty. Well, there's a man. The last time me and this man here was on stage was a good few years ago, PJ.
It was a good few years, Lee. Not a function like this, I might add.
No, I don't think there was as big a crowd. You were a judge and I was a compere. What was it?
Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes. Yes. And we're going to be dancing on Sunday and we're going to be dancing all next week, please God. Well, PJ, All-Ireland winning manager at Vocational Schools, ex-Donegal player, manager and chairman of the current club. You must be so proud and everything about this club and especially about the county.
It's a wonderful time for Donegal, Lee. The colour around the county, the excitement in the people is just brilliant. And we don't get here often enough, unfortunately, but boy, whenever we do, we really make a song and dance of it.
And tell me, Dino, to have Oisin Gallan here representing us, it must be a proud for us all.
Very much so. Last year, Oisin was awarded an All-Star, and that brought great honour to not just his family, but the whole club, and we were so proud of him. This year, to be playing in an All-Ireland final is just brilliant for the club.
And how do you feel yourself, Dino? Over the years you've experienced so much. How are you feeling at the moment?
I'm absolutely thrilled and delighted that we're in an All-Ireland final and a realistic chance of winning it. Brings fabulous excitement and I'm really happy about all of that.
And what we, if Oisin was sitting beside you there now, what would you be saying to him? What kind of wee chats would you be having with him?
I'd be telling him when he gets his chance to take it, and if he doesn't get it, to try again and not lose his confidence, keep his confidence high, high work rate, and just hoping everything goes well for him. It's a massive occasion, and he'll be nervous, as I'm sure a lot of the players are nervous. But if you're not nervous, there's something not right. But it's an occasion to savour, and he's a confident young lad, and I'm sure it'll go well for him.
Yeah. What do you think, folks? Of course it will. Now we'll move over to Michael Lafferty, captain of the infamous 1983 Ulster-winning team for Donegal, backroom team member to Brian McAniff back in 1992. That's going back a few years.
It all seems a long time ago, Lee.
But I suppose you have so many fond memories looking back over the years, just like yesterday.
Oh, in many ways it is, yeah, but I don't think we had the same level of excitement as we have now this year. And just looking around here today, all these young people, you know, they're all hyper waiting on the match to come. And of course, Oisin is their idol, their hero.
Yeah, of course.
And as he is to us all, he's a wonderful, great ambassador for the club, a wonderful footballer, and a very, very nice young fella to boot.
Yeah, and do you know, to all the young talent that we have here and the young boys and girls, that do you know who we could be talking? They could be the next Oisin Gallen or whoever. But what advice would you say to all the young people? Because it's great to see so many young people out in full force.
Well, just keep playing football, enjoy it. There's a great mixture of both boys and girls here. It's all girls in our house, and they're cracked about football. But just keep enjoying it.
And see the buzz way back then, them few years ago that you were busy. How does it compare to the buzz now today? I know you kind of half answered that.
Well, when we got to our first final in 92, the county went completely bonkers because we'd never been there before. And like nowadays, there were cars painted, there were houses painted, flags, buntings everywhere, processions of cars to Dublin that had never seen the like of it before. Mm. And it was just a wonderful time, and it just all passed by so quickly, you know.
Yeah, I think, do you know, like me and Anya was chatting coming over here, do you know how they say it's the journey and it's the climb? And you know, there's a song. Well, who did that song, The Climb? Who did that song, The Climb? Do you know, climbing mountains and stuff? But you know, it's the journey you got to soak up as well, isn't it?
Oh, you have to, yeah. But sometimes when you're involved in the team and all that, you live in a kind of a bubble. And you're kind of isolated from everything that goes on outside, all the excitement and everything like that there. But then afterwards, then you can really partake in it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to go all bonkers again. What do you think?
I would say so. Looking back in here today, if anything go by, we will, yeah.
What do you think, boys and girls, mammies and daddies, nanas and grandads? We're going to go bonkers? Thanks so much for talking to us and sharing those lovely memories. We're moving over to Brendan Dunleavy, ex-county player. Sure, the buzz is rightly. Will we go bonkers?
I think we're already bonkers.
There's a few boys there went down to Kerry. They went bonkers and they're going to be in trouble later on RT Radio. But anyway, that's another story. How do you feel yourself with everything that's going on at the minute in the county? A proud, proud time.
I mean, what a feeling even to be sitting here and to see. It's not that long ago since Oisin was sitting down there. Looking up at maybe presentations here, and when you look at the amount of talent and footballers that are here today, it makes fantastic, what would I say, potential for the future. And you know, this club has a very proud history. The first captain of a Donegal team to lift an Ulster title was a McCool's man.
Hey, what? Come on. Come on, McCool's.
Was Frankie McFeely. And then Michael, of course, was a captain that lifted the Anglo-Celts. But the All-Ireland, I mean, coming on to this year, Oisin has really given us all a massive lift. We've had some great players down the years, but Oisin is a very, very special player, and what a talent. And, you know, what a civil fella. And it's fantastic to see it. And we really wish him the very best, and he's giving us all a lift.
Isn't it great, too, when you say that he's a civil fella? But all the players, they're well-grounded. And I was, Oisin was saying he was broadcasting from Glenswilly last night, and Michael Murphy was chatting to the underage, or one of the managers that was looking after the underage, for about 10 minutes, and there was nothing about the All-Ireland final. All the players are so well-grounded. Isn't that so lovely to see, and so humble?
It is, and I think that's a credit to all the coaches and all the helpers, many of whom are here now today. But it's all that voluntary work. That's what really makes these people. And apart from making super footballers, it's also making great people of them.
So on the day now, what type of mindset do you think the guys are going to have walking out to that pitch? Do you know, what's going to be said to them, do you know, just moments before they go out?
Well,
is it going to be quiet? Do you know where they're going to get the pep talk, or what way does that work?
Yes, I believe there's a quiet confidence, and Jim McGuinness has built in a special pride in Donegal, special pride in the jersey. And, it's not every county has done that, especially in recent years. But I think there's so much pride in the jersey and quiet confidence that I firmly believe that it's Donegal's by a couple of points.
Well, I could chat to these three legends for a long, long time, Greg. That was Brendan Dunleavy, Michael Lafferty, of course, and PJ McGowan. And there's so many people to talk to over here, Greg.
Yeah, it's so exciting. And I think a really great point was made there. And we're so lucky in our national sport, aren't we, in that there is a pathway. You know, we've got fantastic volunteers and trainers. You start playing when you're a bit younger, get on, you know, the underage teams, you become the next Oisin Gallan. It's achievable. It's there. We have the built-in structures. Can we have an Oisin Gallan chant as we end this segment? Oisin, Oisin,
Oisin, Oisin, Oisin, Oisin, Oisin, Oisin, Oisin, Oisin, Oisin.
Yes, that's what we're going to hear, boys, screaming from the Croke Park on Sunday. He's a cracking player. Lee, we'll be back to you really shortly. We're going to be head back to all the crew at McCool Park. If you want to watch what's going on, hop on to our live streams right about now. Right, welcome back to the 9 till noon show here in Highland Radio. We're in the last hour. It's a special one. Heading back to McCool's very shortly. But we have now one of our greatest showmen here in Donegal, David Craig. He's flat out and he's going to sing us a song in a bit. David, you've got your outfit on, right? But...
got the outfit on, man.
You're looking forward to Sunday. You're ready to go. You're not down in Dublin, though.
I'm not down in Dublin. No, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to the local just to watch it with the family. Like,
but do you know what? In a way, that's brilliant too, because you're with your fellow county people. You've probably got a lemonade in your hand. You know what else?
Of course, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, as I said, there's a few of my family's heading down, and I said to them, I says, see when the match over, and hopefully we're celebrating. As you have 3 euros, you travel home. As we'll be celebrating the minute the final whistle goes, where you would like to be. You know, there's nothing like being there. Nothing beats being there. I'm just trying to see the positive side of not going.
You're flat out all summer, aren't you? Where are you this weekend? Are you gigging this weekend?
We're down at County Louth tonight, a place called Darver Castle.
Right.
Down there the night. Tomorrow night, we're in Letterkenny in the Silver Tassie the morning, just so it's handy.
Yeah.
So, it's busy time. The band's busy, but then the Donegal thing on top of it now is just doubled kind of the schedule.
Well, that's it, isn't it? Because you can't really factor that in until it happens. So you've got your commitments you've got already there, but a lot of demands on your time as well to sing and perform yourself.
Exactly.
So what are you going to sing for us?
Well, sure, I might as well do the comeback Sam Maguire song that I wrote for the season. I say maybe this season they're fed up listening to me sing it.
No, don't do that. We don't like self-deprecation on this program, David. That's why we have you in, because people love you, right? They love the song.
Yeah.
When you go to write a song, because you never know if this is the one that just is going to catch, and it has happened with this song for you. I suppose you're kind of trying to avoid obvious stuff, are you? But then again, you know, you're working with the material that we have.
You work with the material that you have is right, Greg. You work with a team of the panel, and you're trying to get as many names as possible, and you're trying not to offend. Like, I was writing the song, I was putting in these names. The one name I had to mention, I'm going to say this, is Oisin Gallan. Oisin was my wee boy's teacher in Bridgend, and I says, no matter what happens, I says, his name's good, because the wee boy, obviously, they love him down there, and we were at the school during the week. Now, trying to get all the other names in as much as I could without making it sound too muddled up.
Yeah.
And obviously, you're trying to get the thing to rhyme with names and stuff like that. So, no, you eat as much in as you can.
Yeah, we had two young girls on wrapping yesterday. It was class. Fantastic. It was Bayveen and Lily May, and they were absolutely brilliant. We've got it from all different angles, all different ages.
The buzz, man. I'm telling everybody the same thing. It's like Christmas week. Yeah. We're building up to the big day on Sunday.
But do you know a thing, too, what it reminds us, how important music is to us?
100%.
You know, it just intertwines with everything that's big.
Yeah. And if it's an exciting time, music can make it more exciting. If you're going through difficult times, music can sometimes take you out of it for a while. Yeah, exactly. Music, without music, there's not much else. There's nowhere else you can really turn.
Exactly. Right, okay. You know? So we're delighted, before we head back to Ballybuffet, to Oisin. We had a chant for Oisin actually just before we came into the break. We've got Comeback Sam Maguire. This is David Craig. He's absolutely busy, flat out busy, and we're delighted that he made some time for us this morning. So whenever you're ready, David.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks very much. So, Oisin, I can't believe it. You're back doing it again. And you brought back Michael Murphy. Your limits have no end. It broke our hearts to let you go, but we had to understand. So now you're back in Donegal, it's time to bring back Sam. And come on, Sam McGuire, come back to Donegal. We'll take you to the top of the hill, and you'll sit proud and tall. A memory of 2012 goes back to one and all. So come on, Sam McGuire, come on back to Donegal. 15 years ago, you first met up the plan. Then 2 years in, you had a win, and you brought back home the Sam. Now you're around again, the hills, they are alive. We're heading down to Kroger with that hunger in our eyes. I'll not forget that Saturday out from the Hogan stand. I thought our race was over as we took on Monaghan. Second half, it started. I still see it yet. When Michael Langan got the ball and he hit the back of the net. Ah, come on, Sam McGuire, come back to Donegal. We'll take you to the top of the hill and you'll sit proud and tall. A memory of 2012 comes back to one and all. So come on, Sam McGuire, come on back to Donegal. Now, Jim, you have a team of men, you know just what to do. You have Murphy, Gallen, Bogan, Patton, Thompson and McHugh. McBertie, Langan, Gallagher, Rorty and O'Boyle. So many greats from Donegal go tearing up the field. From Ballybuffet to Clonus, we travelled every road. So many games, so little time, they stretched the green and gold. But the men from Donegal are tough, they won't lie down. We'll cheer for Jim and all the boys when Sam comes back to town. Ah, come on, Sam McGuire, come back to Donegal. We'll take you to the top of the hill and you'll sit proud and tall. A memory of 2012 comes back to one and all. So come on, Sam McGuire, come on back to Donegal.
David,
right back, so Jim, very much.
Absolutely brilliant, and hopefully those are going to be words going to be a profit. Bring it back,
please, God. Exactly.
Listen, class act, David, as thank always. Where else can people check you out over the coming?
Hey, we're on. Listen, you check all the socials, TikTok,
you're
Facebook.
You're so blooming busy. You can't. You're so blooming busy. You can't list it off.
Say it again, sir.
You're so busy. You can't. Oh,
that's well, Hardy. Exactly. You do. Sometimes I have your potatoes this last week. Yeah. You know, but it's great.
But what a place to be, isn't it? It's fantastic. Yeah.
We'll enjoy it. We'll last, Greg.
Listen, David, thanks so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. That's David Craig. We're going to be back to Lee Gooch after this break.
The 9 till noon show with Letterkenny Credit Union. Simplify your debts with a debt consolidation loan from Letterkenny Credit Union. Call us on 074-910-2126 or apply online via our app or in office today.
Best of luck to Jim and the Donegal team this Sunday in the All-Ireland Final from everyone at Top Oil. Fuel your journey this summer to win a 50k grand prize plus hundreds of other prizes when you shop at participating Top Oil locations. Come on, Donegal.
Murder is on the menu at Canavan's Ballygolly. Join us Saturday, October 11th for a spine-chilling murder mystery night. Enjoy a two-course meal and solve a killer crime if you dare. Tickets just £35. Book now at canavans.co.uk or check out our Facebook page. Before it's too late, use promo code Highland10 to get 10% off your ticket. It's all up.
Show your colours and support Donegal in the All-Ireland Final. O'Neill's official jerseys, polo shirts and t-shirts for all the family. Donegal quarter zips for kids. Save 20% just in time for the big day. Flags, hats and accessories will complete your look for Sunday. Exclusive to BMC Sports. Get 10% off your next purchase when you buy an O'Neill's Donegal jersey in-store or online. Check in-store for details. Brian McCormick Sports, Main Street, Letterkenny.
Stack more into your barbecue for less with Lidl. Mix and match across fish, Board B approved meats or poultry, 3 for €9 with Lidl Plus. Choose juicy Irish beef burgers, there's no topping their flavour, serve deliciously smoky fish and fresh from the grill, Irish pork or chicken. Save even more when you go full Lidl this summer.
Oakfest 2025 returns to Oakfield Park this September 6th and 7th. 2 days, two stages, one unforgettable weekend. Enjoy live music, incredible food and drink, and glamping under the stars, all in one of Ireland's most spectacular settings. Saturday, live and original, featuring Wet Wet Wet, Boney M, Racy, and the Whistlin' Donkeys. Sunday, Legends Reimagined, with tribute performances to the Eagles, Blondie, Springsteen, and more. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at oakfieldpark.com.
Best of luck to Donegal on Sunday from the Sony Centre, Letterkenny. Can't make it to the game? Experience the next best thing and catch every moment in stunning detail with a Sony Bravia 4K TV. Shop the best deals in-store or online at sonycentre.ie.
Highland Radio weather updates with McElhenney's. Find amazing savings across our departments with up to 50% off your favourite brands in our summer sale. Discover more in-store or shop online at McElhenney's.com today.
All right, brightening up for the rest of the day. Not much rain about. Temperatures around 19 degrees. Okay, it's just a wonderful sea of green and gold in McCool's. I don't think another person could be squeezed in there. So it's back to our own Lee Gooch.
Hello, folks from McCool's. Ah, sure, where else would you want to be? Sure, you can imagine the crack that's over here to all the boys and girls that are still, they're still coming in. The car park is jammed. I'm just going to get behind this microphone here, make it sound better. Sorry about that. That's a bit heavy there. There you go. Sorry about that, Greg, and everybody listening. How are you now, Gregory?
Flying. The excitement is back. There was nerves yesterday. There was a pain in the pit of my stomach. But now, after today, especially after seeing the crack in McCool's, I'm back, excited, confident, ready to go.
Oh, we're ready to go. We're fighting fit now. We have a man here, Martin Harley. Martin, good afternoon. It is afternoon. I'm used to morning. It's still morning, Martin. Well, talking about Martin, we'll give you the full Cathaoirleach of the Lyffordstown Orla Municipal District MD. Martin, you weren't so bright and breezy the other morning when you were sleep. They're up at 5, were they?
They're up at 5, yeah.
Where were you at 5 o'clock?
I was still sleeping.
Now, paint the picture first. What was happening now? Be careful what you tell me.
We're organised even before to put up all the bunting around the town. So I was up at woke at 4:30, but the thing was they couldn't do nothing because I had all the bunting in the car. So,
oh, Jesus.
They had to get me, but 5:10 I landed on me, but it wasn't too bad.
Did you get a cup of tea before you started?
No, we didn't worry about that, no.
Well, I have to say, like, even Anya was saying to me coming into the town, it's absolutely awash with colour. It's a credit to everybody.
That's fantastic. No, and that's about the great community spirit that is in McCool Club and all the people in the town here, that everybody was out then. We had 3 cherry pickers and there was... We done between Glenfinn Street and Avenue Street, the main street, and St. Order, so it was fantastic. And thanks to all the people who came out on the morning to do all that work. And even all week now, there's still more bunting going up all the time. And
I don't know where they're going to get all this bunting from.
Well, it's
there'll be a lot of stone going in now, singer be fairly going like this here, the old pedal be going.
But no, it's fantastic, and it's great, and it's great for people in the town. It's great for all the kids here. Unfortunately, I remember 1982 when the first All-Ireland Under 21 that Tom Cunnan managed and up in Carrigan Shannon. And even the buzz that time was fantastic, and all down the years we remember all them great occasions. So we're looking forward to Monday, and hopefully Oisín's carrying the Sam Maguire. And
he's some operator, isn't
fantastic.
He?
Fantastic. And great to see Sean's dad here. And
oh, that's here and now. Granddad's here somewhere too. We're going to get a chat.
And McGinty's granddad as well. Great to see them all here and all the family. Fantastic. Myself and Sean would have spent a few times about Anfield and Goodison Park as well. So we've had some great occasions. So I'm so delighted for Oisín and all the families.
Isn't this like such a moment to cherish and to remember? We will remember this
Oh yeah, definitely. And these kids will remember it for the.
I remember.
And that's the thing about it, and that's the great memories that you have, and it's, there's a great buzz about it, and all the things that seemed important or not important now for this weekend.
I think everybody's just stopped the can, whatever they were doing.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's fantastic, and a big shout out as well for all the. The ladies are here as well, the ladies, Jay, and we have Abigail over here. That's fantastic ambassador as well for the club as well. So, and Katie Dowds and all the people that are involved in the ladies, Jay, as well. And that's so important as well that we don't forget about the ladies, Jay, as well. On this
of course,
so,
of course. Yeah. Well, Martin, I could chat to you all day and forever, but there's a man beside me now. Well, he's a wee bit of a blow one, is he? Martin Scanlon, councillor, Glenn Finman.
Glenn Finman, surely. And I suppose, and
is he getting a warm reception?
I did that.
Hi, all, man. Is he getting a warm reception? It's kind of mixed, Greg. It's kind of mixed reception we got for this man. Martin, how are you?
I'm grand, and it's great to be here. And suppose, first of all, I would like to thank McCool's for the invite down here, and suppose, and for them being able to guarantee me security while I am here, seeing as I am from Glenfin. So we had to check the small print. So it is great to be here, and such a wonderful occasion. See all the colours that we have here, and the children. And just the town is great. There's a massive buzz about here, so there is. It's great.
And tell us about Luke McGlynn then.
Luke is a star performer that we have up in Glenfin here, and he's looked up to. He's an idol up there with us, so he is. He's come through very well on the senior team on Glenfin. He's one of our main go-to men there that we have up there at the minute, so we're glad to have him.
And how are you keeping it all together yourself?
Oh, the excitement's great. It's good.
Did anybody actually have any tickets?
No, funny nobody did, no.
Well, sure, anybody looking for tickets there now? Come on, we get a few tickets.
Where would we get them? No, tickets seem to be a bit of a problem, I think, but I think a lot of them were issued last night, so everybody kind of knows where they stand now, and hopefully everybody got sorted, but... I think there'll be plenty to go around before the batch.
Well,
day,
if you're a bit so. Tune on Highland Radio, and we'll get great coverage from Oisin Kelly, and I call them Bob, the two B's and Oisin. Lovely chatting to you. Give them a nice round of applause there now. Come on. They do love you.
Oh, they do. They're coming around to me.
They're warming up. What about this for a man? Give this man a nice round of applause. This is Eddie. Let me give you your full title that I have it here. Eddie Walsh, Vice Chairman, Sean McCool's, and a die. He's a die-hard Donegal GAA supporter. Eddie, nice to have you here.
Thanks very much, hey.
And you used to look after the purse strings, the treasurer at one time, weren't you?
Well, I was part of that, all right. Like, but I'm still part of it too as well at the moment.
Come here, so a big fan and big supporter.
Yeah, all right. I'll tell you what we do. We mostly run buses, Marley's coaches all the time to and bring our supporters all over the country from Kerry, Dublin and all over. We were actually in London once upon a time too as well, like they know. But that's what we do. And at the present minute, we have over two buses full at the moment. So we're on to our third bus now for Sunday too as well. And the other wee thing I want to say to you too as well about Oisin. Oisin, once, it was a few years back, he phoned me up one day and he says, could I come up to you? And he wanted to have a chat with me, and I didn't know what it was about. He was doing some kind of project. And anyhow, I says, what's the point in coming up to me? And we started to just chat anyhow, and I told him about different places where we were and what happened and everything else. And the final setup, I turned around, and I says to him now, I says, there's one thing I want to say to you now. Whatever time Michael Murphy retires, he says, I hope to God you take over Donegal and you're the captain of the team. And I'm looking forward to that day yet.
Well, you'll have to... You never know what's around the corner. You're a man that would have many stories. The whole team, like you see, you've been following Donegal for so many years now. How special is the whole team, do you think?
That's really special. And this is, I always tell them every time on the bus, this is the home pitch. And this is the place where the football is. And this is our home pitch. And I always chat about, I always tell the Letty Kenny boys, that's
all. There could be trouble now. We're all friends here. We have the one mission in sight.
The home pitch is in Balbuffet, and that's it.
Right.
Okay.
I know we're all divided here, but do you think that's the case, folks, here now in Balbuffet? Of course. Yeah. So are you all set then? I'm going to ask a really civil question. Silly question. Are you going down to the match yourself? Did you get a ticket?
I think I did. I got a ticket. I think, you know, but I certainly couldn't miss this, above all other things.
And when was the last time you were talking to Oisin then?
Oh, Jesus, I can't remember now. It was there back a couple of days ago, like, you know.
Jesus, you were lucky enough a couple of days ago. And what would you say, what was the wee chat that you had with him?
I just wished him all the best, and that was just about it, like, you know. And hopefully he does good on Sunday, and hopefully we'll come out on the right side too as well.
Lee, it's all very exciting, isn't it? The crowd, the crack. And we're going to come back to you again really, really shortly, aren't we?
Lovely, I hope so, because I have very important people to talk over. They're over here, looking forward to talking to
so
them.
So
we
left with an Oisin, Oisin chant. What about the chorus of Jimmy winning matches? Are you going to leave this one out?
Oh, well, how long? You only thought you could do it. Like, the ante's been increased. We are going to rock it out here now. Every boy, every young boy and girl, mammy and daddy, nana and granddad, and auntie and uncle, and godmother and godson, and all of that. He is ready. How long now? He is ready. Yeah! We're going to show you how to do it. Jimmy. I know, come on. You can do better. No, that's lame. That wouldn't pass the Gooch test. Now, come on. I want you to sing from the bottom of your big toe and your big heart and raise the roof, all right? He's ready. 3, 2, 1. Jimmy. Jimmy.
Jimmy winning games. Okay, Lee, we'll be back to you really, really soon. Thank you so much for that. Whew, I'm exhausted and I haven't done anything. This bandwagon jumping, it can hurt your back, you know. Here's a man on the bandwagon now, Sean Quinn. Hey, Sean, CEO, how are you getting on?
Look at the tan. Look, he's just turned up. He's back from the holidays.
Where have you been?
Just wondering why yous are all stressed. What's happening?
Uh-huh.
Is there something
stressed.
Happening this
are you
weekend?
That, Mike?
Well, sure, would you want the other one down?
Well, it'd be professional, yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay, so we're going to be going back to Lee Gooch and the crew of McCool Park really, really shortly. But we've got three great guests in here. Of course, our own head of sport, Oisin Kelly. We've got Sean Quinn, our CEO, and Pat McLaughlin, Northwest Special Olympics. And Sean, the significance of, we always love having Pat in here, but the significance of Pat's visit this morning.
Yeah, so what we did is we've been raising some money for charity this week. And the event that we had on Monday night in the Clanree Hotel, which I watched from sunny Lanzarote, but it was a great success. And I'm sure Oisin will allude to what we've done for the charity.
Yeah, we had a fantastic night on Monday, and we were supporting two causes, of course, off the back of the event, which was the Donegal Team Training Fund. We'll talk about that in a moment. But also we decided to help a local charity, and there is, of course, a huge event next year. The All-Ireland Games is coming up, Pat,
yep.
Isn't that right?
Yeah,
and
yep.
It costs money for the Northwest Special Olympics to send athletes and have athletes at it. So we thought, you know what, we'll get on board.
I was delighted to hear this one, Pat, yep. Because, you know, the amount of kids that he's worked with, and of course then the impact that has on families and the opportunities that you give, it's all voluntary. It's a struggle all the time to raise money. So when I heard Highland were backing the Northwest Special Olympics, I was over the moon.
Yeah, we were too. It was shocked maybe at first, but you know, it's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Now we can get athletes to achieve the dreams that they want to dream, and that's what we're all about, just getting them to that stage.
Fantastic opportunities, fantastic memories, and to compete at the very highest level too. I mean,
it's no easy competing at that level, but you know, the record stands for itself. You know, the athletes have been then selected for the World Games and things like that. So we're really going great guns.
But in terms of, you know, sport, in terms of music, and dare I say, in terms of radio stations, we punch well above our weight here in Donegal,
yeah,
don't
you
we?
Do. Yeah, you do.
We do. You do.
The generosity is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So thanks to everybody, Greg, who donated on Monday night. The process was that we had envelopes on the chairs, and for those that attended, we just encouraged them to donate, be it 50 cent or be it 5 euro or whatever they wanted to put under the envelopes, and it was going to the Northwest Special Olympics. And thanks to Paddy at Bizprint, also to Michael Murphy Sports, who provided the goodie bags as winners for the competition if you donated, and to the businesses who also gave us vouchers. They were Backstage, Callaghan Electrical, Watson Menswear and O'Donnell Fuels in Crawley, Kilmacrennan and Alliston, who all made the goodie bags a fantastic prize, but it was all off the back of donating. And listen, when the figure came in, we thought to ourselves, you know what, we'll top this up about ourselves too. And we're delighted now this morning to announce that we're going to give Pat and his team 4,000 euro to help them with their athletes to achieve this dream of getting to the game.
Pat, what does, and this is not to set you up to start blowing smoke up Highland, because it's not about that, but I just want to give the listeners a sense, 4 grand's a good chunk. That will help with preps, won't it?
Yeah, it'll help quite a lot, because transport will play a big part in this as well when they actually go to training camp. So I think there maybe about 6 training camps, and then we have some athletes that kind of know well off, so it'll kind of contribute to their costs as well. You know, it's we have 36 athletes in the pot at the moment.
Great.
If we get 20 picked, you're talking the best part of 15 to 18,000 euro. Easy.
All right, okay, Sean, great to be able to support
Absolutely delighted.
I love the work they do.
I think the PR opportunity for you guys has been good as well, because you get your message, fantastic, telling more people. It's not closed either. You know, if somebody wants to come and donate, they know where you are now. They know what you want to do and what you want to achieve. So maybe we've started a little bit of a journey here for you.
Okay. Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, right. It's fantastic.
Brilliant stuff. I have to head back to McCool Park, unless there's McCool's
just one
ground.
Thing before we go, just one more announcement, is we said we support the Players Fund. So we're going to do that, Greg. And we're going to write them a cheque for 8,000 euros. So that'll go towards the cost of running. For getting to the final it's huge money. So Highland Radio is delighted to donate 8,000 euros to the Players Fund. And we'll do that in probably the coming days, weeks. Win, lose or draw, we're committed to 8,000 euros. And
4,000 for North West Special Olympics. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. 8,000 for the trip. And thanks to everybody who was part of the shows and the event, and I suppose the competition and everything that we had evolved at the start of the week around it. And thanks for everybody who was part of it and helping us give 12,000 euro today, which is a lot of money,
well,
Greg.
Well, so you guys as well. All right, brilliant stuff. Thank you. We've been talking about the weekend. We'll talk more, of course, into the future. But I'm going to head back to McCool Park.
You're taking that hat to Dublin?
Yes, I am.
It's actually, do you know what? It actually suits you.
That's what I was thinking. And I just thought, I'm going to throw everything at it now.
You look like Kenny Rogers.
Jolene.
20 years ago.
All right, come here, Pat. Thanks for calling up.
Thank you very much.
We chat the time in the lead up to these big events, and we'll be doing so again. Don't worry about that. Thank you, Pat McLaughlin, Northwest Special Olympics, our own Oisin Kelly. You may have heard him on the radio once or twice this week. I know, overexposed or what. And of course, I'm only messing. And
after
of course,
Sunday, after
Sean
Sunday,
Quinn. And the only reason you haven't heard him is because he sodded off to Lanzarote. And we were pretending the tie line wouldn't work in Lanzarote.
I know. My phone was buzzing, though, in fairness. It was buzzing.
I know. The thing about radio, you're never off.
Good to be back, though. Can't wait till the weekend. It's going
to
be great.
All right, back to Lee and the crew after these. All right, so we've got planning permission to run a little over 12. John Bresson's been very gracious to us, because we don't want to miss out on getting a sense of what the crack is in McCool Park, or in the McCool Football Club grounds, just 2 days out from the biggest game in a long, long time. Gucci Goo.
It's Pat Nowell.
How you doing? We're live! Ah, sure the crack is mighty over here, McCools. We're just having the ball, aren't we, everybody? And I'm so delighted, Greg. What about this here? Now, of all the important people, there's one young man here who is very important today, and this is this young man here, James Donnelly. Give it up for James Donnelly. James, Bula Boss, fist pump. Oh, jeez, that's a right one there now, boy. So tell us, you had a busy... Tell us all about what were you doing last week. It was halftime. Where were you and what were you doing?
I was playing halftime in Crow Park.
What about that? Playing halftime in Crow Park. What about that, Bula Boss? Now, tell me this. How old are you?
11.
11 years old. How did it feel going out at halftime and playing?
I was nervous and excited.
Yeah, that's adrenaline going through your body. This is saying, I got to perform. And by God, you did perform, because you got what? Tell me, you scored a couple of points?
I scored 2 points, yeah.
What? Come on. Come on. He scored 2 points. Now, 11 you are, is that right?
Yeah.
11. James?
Now, boys and girls, listen to this. What advice would you give to the team? Now, you've been there. Do you know he scored a couple of points? Pressure's on. There's going to be ones coming out at halftime. What do you want to say to them?
Just no pressure. It's just like playing in your home pitch.
I like it. Give it up for James Donnelly. Are you going to get another fist pump? Bam. Thank you so much. Star, legend. All right, we're going to another a man who has a bit of a history behind him. Martin O'Reilly, ex-county player and All-Ireland winner back in 2012. How are you?
Great, greatly.
We're surrounded by greatness today. This is great, isn't it?
It's fantastic. Sure, look at the bright gold, green goal today. It's amazing in here.
God, does this bring you back fond memories, does it?
It does. It absolutely brings you back to 2012, 2014. But, you know, from the perspective, like, you know, when the players, you know, you probably don't even realise half the excitement that's involved. You know, yeah. You probably keep yourself away from it. But just to see this here today, the last couple of weeks, driving through Balbuffet, it's amazing. And it's such a buzz.
But I feel a wee bit, not sad, but, you know, for the players, they're cocooned for the week, are they? Or, you know, they're missing all this. Do you know, they just have to, you know, they're keeping it together. Are they're missing out on the buzz and the build-up to it, are they?
They are. They have to, supposedly, to be honest. Like, you try to shelter yourself as much as away. But I suppose, you know, you're driving through towns, you can't help but notice the bunt and the flags. And everywhere you go, people's asking about the game. But, you know, they're probably doing their best to keep themselves out of them situations, you know, just to keep the focus for Sunday. But, like, it's amazing. See, when you're on this side of the fence as a supporter, like, it's incredible.
How would you love to be back on the other side of the fence?
Oh, gee, people ask every day, do you miss it? How could you not miss it?
Like, it's a big void to fill, or, you know, when you know, your times, you move on to other things.
Absolutely. Like, and, you know, every boy growing up, every girl growing up wants to play on All-Ireland Final Sunday. And, like, it's a dream come true for 35, 40 lads that leave Donegal now tomorrow. Like, it's amazing.
You'll never, ever forget it.
You won't. Definitely not. No, because just what it brings, you know, just talking to Sean Farrell there, he's just chatting about the excitement that it brings to children. But it's not just children. Like, there's middle-aged people, there's elderly people. When you go around the county, they'll be crying on Sunday. Oh, you know, win, lose, or draw. It just brings so much emotion out in everyone. It's fantastic.
Oh, the buzz is on. And how does it feel when the club gets behind, you know, heading into the big day, your own club?
Sure, look, at, you know, at the end of the day, you start off as a club player and you finish up playing as a club player. And, you know, at the end of the day, Oisin Ganley's going out as a Donegal player on Sunday. But more importantly, he's going out as a Sean McCool's player. And we're all so proud.
Did you hear that? Sean McCool. Lovely chatting to you, Martin. Best luck. Fist pump. Boy, we'll do it. Do ding, ding. Oh, well, sure. Look at these three young men here now. We'll start over this. These are all very tall boys. Move over in the bed. They make me look like a wee dwarf here or something. Not. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, then. So, brothers.
Yes.
Yes. How are you feeling now for Oisin? Owen, how are you? So, what's the pecking order? Is Oisin the youngest, oldest, or what's the story here between the three of you?
I'm the oldest. Oisin's then second, Cian's third, and Liam's the youngest here.
Right. You're the babby.
Aye.
And you're the tallest of the whole three of them.
Aye.
Daddy will get a chat to you. Is Daddy tall too, is he? Daddy, stand up there a wee second, see how tall you are.
No,
you're right. He's a brave. Aye. I see the old shoulders went back there.
I'm on you, Leo.
He's bigger shoulders than me, I'll behave myself. So, come here, Owen, come here. What's it like seeing your brother going through all this, the emotions, the buzz and everything? How do you feel yourselves?
Well, we probably are seeing a lot more of it than him, like Marty said there. I was in with him twice this week, and he's very relaxed, I suppose he has to be, and he's kind of doing stuff to take his mind off it, and I just hope he does it the best on Sunday, and hopefully comes down the road with Sam. It'll be unbelievable for the club, the town, and the whole county.
Yeah, is there pressure on him to perform?
No, there's no pressure. He's just been doing his thing all year. He's been playing really, really well. And we know what he can do here. Everyone in this club has been watching him the last few years. And there's no pressure. We all know what we expect from him.
There's no pressure. What about... Do you know when there's no pressure on you? Sometimes you perform at your best. And when you know you have the love and support of your home club and the county and the country and people abroad, it just carries you, do you know? And it's so good. We're going to move over now. Cian, come on, you over here now. Pop over here, Cian. Make it easy for me. These are all pretty... tight old shape boys. You play a bit, do you?
Well, we try our best. Unfortunately, Oisin got the football genetics, so we just had to.
You're modest now. You do a bit of playing yourselves, do you?
Aye, we do. So keep him grounded and play for the club here locally.
Does he give you any tips yourselves now? What you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing?
He might, but we wouldn't really take him on board. So we're in the goalkeeper side of things, so we were too busy letting the goals pan past us. So.
Aye. And come here, do you know, I know, like, I have a brother myself, and I know his weigh-ins weekend, and do you know, mammies and daddies and boys and girls, do you know how you love your brothers and sisters and you get on the best, but sometimes, you know, there's a bit of argy-bargy in the house. Would there ever be any argy-bargy in your house when you are all sensible now, matured and grown up, and there's none of that anymore? But in younger days?
There's a few stories. We'll try and keep it PG, but he had to see both sides of things now to be able to rough it up as well. Yeah. I think Owen now, he was the oldest, so he wasn't letting him away late, so he wasn't.
Right, we'll talk to the baby of the family now. Liam, come on over here. Liam, how are you?
I'm not too bad.
What age are you, Liam?
17.
Get up for Liam there. So, Liam, how are you then? You're taller than the rest of them.
I got the height in the family anyway.
You got the height. Well, he's odd. You must be 6 foot two or three, are you?
6'3", I think.
Good man yourself. Come here. Exciting time for you and all the family and relations.
I know. It's a class buzz. Like, never thought it would have happened when you're a child, like, but seeing him play is going to be class now, like.
Yeah. And do you know, yous are all, you know, athletes performing and playing and stuff, but did you notice something about him when he was a wee bit younger, thinking, Jesus. Do you know, you'd be looking at him, you're thinking, and you know, there's no, like, not that we'll be jealous or nothing, but you know, an odd time it might creep in, but you're behind him 100%, obviously, but do you know, how do you feel?
We were all weans, we were a wee bit, wee tubs now growing up, but as you got a wee bit older, we were all stretched out and got a bit thinner, and you seen it then, 16, 17, and it was going to be something special, so.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of special players in that. I think the whole team's very special. I have to go over to your dad now. Come here, if there's, your dad and your granddad here, there are like, isn't it great to have your granddad, the three boys in Aussie, and the granddad and daddy here. What do you think you should ask daddy? I have no notion. Do you know? Go on, give me a good question you can ask daddy.
Not too much.
What about granddad? We love our granddads. Granddads are just great. And no harm to, the granddad has the youth on him side. He's only a young fella.
Hi. He's looking well for his age.
Well, we'll pop over. Come here, boys. Lovely shandies, and thanks for the cry. Granddad, I have yous all warmed up now. You think I'm going to be like a sheep? Sean, how are you? Isn't it great to be here today for the turnout and the love that we have for the county and for Oisín and your beautiful sons there, tall as the Eiffel Tower, one taller than
they're
the other.
Crack.
And they're a good crack. And me and you're going to have a bit of crack now.
Well, they were all wee tubs and I'm still a big tub.
You're far from a tub.
Oliver Lawson.
Look, you have your granddad jeans in you. Look at that. He's far from a tub. He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Look at that. Sean, on a serious note, it's a proud, very, very, very proud time for everybody, and especially yourselves as a family.
Brilliant. Look at the turnout today here. And
are you blown away by this? When you look at this.
It's fantastic. Brilliant. Outstanding. Thank you, Ballybuffet and the surrounding area, and Red Hughes and Glenn Funn and all the clubs. Robert Emmett's. Amazing. Really good. Right down to Lufford. You know, it's very, very good. You can only be proud of McCool's for the way they've done the town up and all, and Mr. Martin Harley here and all his crew. Mm. It's really good.
And you must be proud yourself as a daddy, because look, you steered your, look at the three fine men you have there, and you have Oisín, and look, you steered them, and look, they're fighting machines, they're lean and mean and talented.
Well, they're very easy on themselves. They're good footballers themselves too, you know, but they were very modest there, but no. Yeah. And Oisín's very modest too, and just in case he's listening.
Did they get that from dad or granddad?
He's listening. Hello, Oisín.
Ach, Oisín would love you the best. Give Oisín a nice big bullet button in case he's listening. Yeah. I hope he is. He might be, do you know? I know there might be a wee bit.
I would say it probably is.
Well, to Oisín, best of luck from us at Highland and stuff. But yeah, sure, it's great. And what about this man beside you? He's a bit of an old legend, your granddad.
Yeah, well, he has a senior championship medal, an intermediate championship medal,
and
a junior championship medal for Donegal.
How long do I have them in my notes?
But Oisín got the football from me, so.
Oh. Greg.
Now you know where it come from.
Greg, this is where you kind of help me out. It could be a little bit of a...
No, I'm away home. It's after 12. I'm away.
Ah, never worry. It'll be all right. It's 4 minutes after 12. Let's give it up for Granddad. Granddad John, Oisín's granddad. How are you?
No, good.
Isn't this must be the proud? You have a fine man beside you. You have three great grandchildren here and Oisín himself.
Brilliant, yeah.
You're brilliant. You're thinking, geez, don't be asking me too many questions. But come here. When's the last time you were chatting to Oisín?
I'm chatting him on the phone yesterday.
Right. And do you know when we're growing up and stuff, we look up to our nanas and granddads and her mums and dads and stuff. And Oisin, I would say, looks up to dad and to the boys and to everybody, but he would look up to granddad too. I'm sure he does. What kind of wee words would you say to Oisin? Do you know how if you're interviewing, you said, "How you doing?" "I'm grand, flying." But then you know him so well as a young nipper, and you held him when he was a baby and stuff. But he can really, we can all open up to our own family. Do you know, we all put on the big show in the face and all of that. What would you say to him if he's listening now?
Well, you hadn't never said much to Oisin, for he was always sensible and he always had a ball in his hand. And he sold it round the house, everywhere he went, he had a ball with him, and he always, when you took him to the match, he concentrated on the match and all the good players that was playing, especially Andy Moore, and he concentrated on him for every game Mayo was playing, and he was concentrating on Andy Moore from a very young age.
So what age do you think he was when he says, this is for me, I'm going to grab this by the bit and I can feel the passion and this is where I want to go? At what age do you think?
Oh, I would say early on.
Two?
Early
Dad says on, two?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah, yeah.
God, two?
Yeah.
My God, yeah. 2 years old?
He was in Castlebar on the day that we beat Galway. Was it three years?
Wow. And what would you have been saying to him at those very young... Do you know, you've been encouraging him, obviously.
Well, I played a lot of football with the boys here. Yeah. I nearly taught them everything.
You're opening up now, you see. I thought I wasn't going to get two words out of you. Now you're opening up, Tammy the Craig. You taught them everything, Grandad.
The wee bit of Glenfinblod, too, do you
see? Well, tread carefully. And what can I say, Grandad? You know, and Dad just said there's three talented super boys here as well. Give it up for the three guys here, the brothers.
Brilliant boys. Thanks, Lee.
Sean, pop it over to you.
John has a big birthday coming up now, next Monday.
Who?
This man here.
Grandad has a big...
What age do you think he is?
Well, you see, to be fair, right, I'm trying to piece it all together.
65, Gooch, 65.
No, I want to be realistic. I just bet the dummy.
That is realistic.
Daddy, I would say 75.
Add 5.
Add 80. You're joking, are you? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Grandad John, Oisin's granddad. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip. Greg,
it's not hard to know what Grandad would like for his birthday anyway. Maybe Sam Maguire.
How long are we, mate? I know that's a very good point there. What are you saying to me in the ear?
I'll get some birthday presents now.
Oh, jeez, I'll be loaded up. Come here, what do you want? Greg, really say that again. I was going to say,
we know what Grandad wants for his birthday anyway.
Grandad, what do you want for your birthday?
Oh, the whole Ireland in the crowd.
My God, up the abaya!
Brilliant stuff. Such a buzz, Gooch.
Greg, I tell you, you'd want to be here. It's just a fair play to everybody.
Do you know what you wouldn't want to do?
What?
Fall out with the Gallon brothers.
No, I know. Can I just say thanks to Brian McCormick for all
I've
this?
I've never seen you be so polite in all my life, standing beside those boys.
I know. Come here, I just want to say thanks to Brian McCormick for decking me out this last few days.
You didn't deck me out.
No, you're all right. You're behind the camera. But come here, listen to me. I just want to thank everybody for all the crack this week and all the clubs that we went to in Oisin Kelly and the girls here and Joe Dex and Mark and Corinne and Anya and stuff and everybody who just made my job so easy into Caroline back at base camp. It's just been a delight for me to be here and soaking it all up, and I'm really G'd up. So thanks a million, folks, and thanks to Greg.
All right, listen, well done, mate. We've enjoyed the crack all week. It's been absolutely fantastic. And a big goodbye to everyone in McCool's. Any messages for Jim?
We're going to win. No pressure.
All right, okay. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks, Greg.
All right,
thanks,
take
everybody.
Care of yourself. Bye. That's Lee Gooch there. What a wonderful, wonderful hour that was. Sorry we've ran over a little bit, but that's where we leave it on the show today. Just to remind you, if you're down in Dublin Sunday morning, come in and join us, please, if you don't mind. We are in the Bonnington Hotel. We're on air from 11 till 1. It's going to be more of the same as we really start the build-up on the day to the big match. We'll have some analysis, but we'll have some brilliant live music and crack as well. If you want to get a breakfast, it's 20 quid. It's all you can eat, so you literally can eat for the day in the one sitting, if that's your thing.
If you book online through our website right now, highlandradio.com, you actually get put in a draw for an overnight stay in the Bonington. You don't have to be a resident of the Bonington to come. You don't actually even have to have breakfast. That's just a bit of gravy, a bit of extras on top from the crew down into the Bonington. So until then, on air, I'll see you hopefully in the D2 on Saturday night if I can get down in time, but certainly the Bonington at 11 o'clock. Listen, if I don't chat to you between now and then, hopefully on Monday we're celebrating. Okay. Thanks to John Breslin, who gave us 10 minutes of his show. We'll be back with more on the 9 till noon show, and it could be a very, very, very special show from 9 o'clock Monday morning. Have a great weekend, everyone. Everyone, if you're travelling down, be as safe as possible, and so we can all get home and enjoy, hopefully, the celebrations. Have a great day.